Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, as we kick off this Thursday edition of Talk Sports, the first day of June. The college softball women's World Series. They've changed the verbiage on all these. It used to be the women's, I don't even know what it used to be called. I know the men's used to be just called the World Series, the College World Series. Now they've thrown an M in there to differentiate, because I guess we're just calling this the Women's World Series. So softball starting right now. Cody, how are you?
Doing great, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere here in the room, in the room with you.
Uh-huh.
Just a couple of pimps, no hoes, a couple of homies here ready to go. Good to be here.
Yeet.
How you doing?
I am doing okay.
Superb.
Doing fine.
Fine.
Yep.
Not great.
No, not great.
No, not bad?
No, not bad.
Average.
Average.
Story of my life.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Had a little train trouble on the way in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's interesting about it?
I mean, how this train always just gets you on days after trivia night.
I didn't go, actually. I didn't go. It really was just the train. No boozing for me last night. I had some friends that went boozing, but not me. No more boozing for me. I've sworn off the booze.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You've gone sober?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It's good to hear. Be good for you.
Sworn off all the booze.
Be good for you.
It's just hard to do it. It's at some point, you got to kind of, I don't know, be an adult.
I think after this weekend, I'll join you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not today, though.
Well, I got things I got to do the next couple days.
Yeah.
But then after that, starting Monday, I'll join you. We'll do a dry June.
Okay, well, today's starting the 4th.
Well, we'll go from the 4th to the 4th.
To July.
Well, I'll go the 4th to the 4th. You can do the 1st to the 1st. I'll do the 4th to the 4th.
July 4th is on a Tuesday this year.
Oh. Well, I mean, again, you can go to the 1st. I'll just go and do a month, but I can't. I got things I got to do this upcoming weekend.
What do you got?
Festival. I don't want to be not drinking at the festival.
See, that's the whole problem with the boozing. Everything we do is kind of centered around it, you know?
No, it's not. You don't have to go on this thing again. It's not. It's just.
No, but it is.
That's not centered. There'll be plenty of people there not boozing. It's fine.
But why would you go to a festival if you're not going to drink?
To watch music.
Just enjoy the music?
Yeah. People do plenty of things sober. They're just different. They're wired different.
Well, how do you change your wiring?
You just got to be...
Disciplined?
Disciplined and motivated. You got to have a good reason.
I think you got to just tell yourself you're going to do it.
No, it's got to be more than that. I've told myself a million times I'm going to do things that I don't actually do. So it's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
Can't just be telling yourself.
What do you do then?
I've been a lot of people talking about how good this 30 for 30 on the American Gladiators is. I've seen a lot of about that.
Isn't that a movie?
American Gladiators? No, it was a cool TV show of my childhood.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You're talking about a Nickelodeon?
No, that was Guts. I think you're thinking of Guts.
There was some Gladiator show too. It was like
Gladiator?
Or not.
There was Legends of the Hidden Temple
and
Guts.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. I'm thinking of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
No, this is where they all looked like basically like professional wrestlers. They all had to be pretty much on steroids, if I'm guessing. There's going to be a lot of steroids talk in this documentary, I think. But, yeah, like other adults would come and compete against them at things.
How do you do, like, football season without booze?
See, that would be tough. That would be tough.
Do you just have to just say, like, I'm done? It's no longer a part of my life?
I think so. Or you would just have to give yourself a Saturday and just say, I'll enjoy a game day Saturday, but the rest of the week I'm going to be good.
Yeah, but then you get back in the same cycle, you know? Like, I think for some of us, you got to just kind of – you got to end it. It's either all or nothing for some
people.
Sure,
yeah. No, I agree. There's a lot of people that just end it, though.
And that's what you do.
There's a lot of people just like, nope, I'm done.
So you just go through life drinking Sprite?
Or water.
Yeah, yeah.
Coffee.
I guess you just got to decide what you're going to do.
My dad did it.
He swore off the booze?
Yep, swore off the booze.
How long was he a boozer?
I mean, I don't know if I would say he like had a problem or anything, because I mean, it would have been like when I was a kid, but like, I mean, I know he drank. And then, yeah, when he got remarried to my stepmom, when he started dating her.
He just cut it off.
She said, no more boozing. He said, all right. And he didn't booze anymore. We'd go out. You know, we'd go on cruise, vacation or something, casino. I'd get a whiskey, and they'd always try to give him one, and he'd be like, nope. One time they just brought him one. One time they just brought him a Coke whiskey, and he got so mad because like he didn't know, and he took a drink. He was like just kind of went off on the person.
Really?
About how it wasn't right that they did that and all that. But, yeah, he just made the decision, like, nope, I'm good.
Just cut it off.
Yep.
You know,
so it can be done.
People quit cigarettes, and they quit drugs, they quit things, but the thing with the booze to me is it's part of a lifestyle. I think so much more of your life is centered around it than it is like cigarettes. You know,
I would
what I mean?
Say it'd probably be easier to make a lifestyle change than it is to make a change, though, of just a cigarette, for example, where you just have one when you're in the car, you have one when you're bored, you have a craving for one. Like, I don't get cravings for alcohol.
No. Well, there's different people. There's you know, like...
Well, I think there are legit alcoholics that have to do it.
Yeah, like, I think we're binge drinkers.
Yeah, I am not an alcoholic.
Right, right.
I've never felt close to an alcoholic. I've known alcoholics. I'm not that. I could quit drinking.
I know people that drink every day.
Yeah, that's not me.
Have some every day.
No,
but they don't get blown out like I do.
Sure, there's a lot of people who have wine or beer every day when they get home from work. That's not me. I could easily get rid of it, but like, yeah, it would have to be I just don't go out at night anymore.
Yeah. But then it's like, it's what everybody wants to do. That's what I'm saying is like when you go out with somebody, you know, and they let's go drink. Let's go get some drinks.
Well, that's just what we kind of do as a society. It's what you're
so how do you take a girl out on a date without booze?
You do your coffee.
You say, hey, I'm not a drinker. I'm going to take you out for cotton candy. And
you just have to be, I think you have to be willing to be around people who drink without being able to do it.
I just don't know how you go on dates. I mean,
coffee. I thought you were a coffee date guy.
Hard and, I mean, I like coffee, but I guess you could just date girls that are not 21. That's probably the best thing to do there.
You find just, well, see, the 19, 20 year olds are going to drink. It's just not legal. Then you're getting yourself into a whole other can of worms.
Well, yeah, but at least they don't.
She's going to be asking, can you get it for her? And then it's the whole thing.
Maybe that. I was just thinking maybe they don't expect you to drink if they're not of age.
Sure.
So just date, you know, 18 to 20.
Yeah.
Maybe
good.
That's the.
Good 18 to 20 year olds that don't want to
Christian girls
that don't want to do the boozing.
I don't know, man.
Or do like you did last night and just avoid the trivia night. Just don't go.
Yeah, you just got to say no. Sometimes I have a big problem with that.
Did you feel left out?
Yeah, because I've always had a problem with that. Just the not necessarily the FOMO, but just like I don't know. I like to do things.
Lead off walk drawn by Alabama is Ashley Rogers. Athens, Tennessee girl walks the.
She's
the
a unit. Better.
She is a
good sized lass.
She's a beast in every good sense of the word. What we would consider that with a good athlete, she is a beast. Two earned runs allowed in the last 28 and a third. Let's hope it stays there.
Do you not believe me that I had the train?
I just think it's convenient.
What do you mean by that?
It's something I can't check. It's the my kid's sick at home excuse.
Funny how you say that, because I took live photos so I could show you. So if you said I don't believe you, then you got photos.
All right, let's see them.
You got one coming your way now.
Lead off, or not lead off, second batter with a single, first to third. Oh, no. What are we doing, ladies?
I got there at my same time every day. It was 11:52 when I got to this damn train.
When is this picture supposed to come? Well, that's a part of the problem too. 11:52. Why not?
I mean, that's not a problem. It's every day. Every day it's my time. I was right on schedule.
All right, and you're late today?
No, I wasn't late today.
Yeah, you were.
No, but I was close.
No, you were late. You came in at 11. You came in at 12:03.
No. As long as it was 12:02 when I sat down. But as long as you don't have to do a monologue like the show was started. So
well, I mean, I had to play extra ads.
Yeah, but that's fine. Nobody knows.
No,
that.
People are riding in the car like, wow, it's supposed to start at 12:01 at least. What's going on? They're not going to be on until 12:04.
Nobody expects that. Nobody. Really
I'm waiting on his
that.
Pitcher. Is his pitcher not coming? Did you send
it? Should. I don't know. I have a lot of signal in here, I guess. I don't know.
You're not hooked to the Wi-Fi? I'm waiting for the pitcher.
No, I don't trust the government. Let's see. Well, I don't know. It shows I sent it, but it's not delivered yet. You can see it's coming to you, though. It's coming toward you.
That's a picture.
Well, that's our chat there, though. That's you.
Yeah, but
me.
That's just a picture of
the train. You can see it's a live photo.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
it could be taken at any time.
I can come over there and show you what
time
it was taken.
Did you hold up a spoon next to the date?
You want me to come over there and show you what time it was taken?
Well, no, because anybody can fake that.
Today, 11:57 a.m. How do you fake
11:57? I thought you got there 11:52.
Well, I did. I should have took one as soon as I got there.
See, now your story's starting to fall apart a little bit.
I should have took one as soon as I got there, but I didn't.
Starting to fall apart a little bit.
I went down a YouTube rabbit hole last night.
2-0 count to the third hitter.
You ever do one of those?
Visit out here? It's been a long time since I've gone down a YouTube rabbit hole. Although my thing is, my version of YouTube rabbit holes these days are like, I'll watch something, and then I'll Google it, and I'll read about it, and then there'll always be like embedded stories on these websites to click about something else they've talked about, or at the bottom of it, watch a YouTube video. Like last night, I was reading something. It's like, oh, the Screamcast takes a quiz. So, boom, Jenna Ortega and Courtney Cox, sign me up. Click. And I was there watching it, and then, you know, that was 6 minutes of my time.
You like Jenna Ortega?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she like 19?
I think she's 20 now.
Right in the window.
I think she's 20 now.
Well, what I was saying is, like, what I mean is you watch a video.
She might be. Yeah, she's 20 now.
And then you watch another video that's kind of similar.
I know what a rabbit hole is.
And then you watch another one, and before you know it,
yeah,
you're off on some weird, you don't know what you're watching. So
yeah, I think we all know what rabbit holes
so
are.
So let me explain what happened. You get in the algorithm, and you get into different things. So there was one that was, it's just watching people drive down city streets in 4K. Somebody just drives in cities with a camera mounted to the top of their car, and it's like in 4K, and you feel like you're driving down the streets of New York or wherever you're at.
That seems like a waste.
And so here's what it went to. It went to driving down the streets.
Pop out to third base.
In a city. We were driving down in Key West, and then the next video was the same thing, but it was in New York.
Allie Shipman played here at UT last year.
Yeah,
right? She
did.
Transferred, right?
She's really hot. No, now Madison. She's up. I'm thinking of Madison, her sister. Her older sister's on SEC Network, Madison Shipman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Allie transfer.
Allie
here?
Played here, and then she went to Alabama.
Yeah, well, she's up now with two
Madison up. Shipman is an LVFL. Allie, not so much.
She's a traitor. She was a Lady Vol for a little while.
Madison Shipman, though, total babe. Anyway, so then we were in Manhattan.
Why is she showing bunt with first? I guess they're trying to squeeze it around.
And we were driving down the street in 4K in Manhattan, and then we got a video for what L.A. was like in the 40s. And so we were watching people driving down the streets in Los Angeles and what it looked like in the 40s.
How would they have cameras in the 40s
that
were videoing?
And then after that, we got a video.
Is that one of those fake videos?
No, it was real. And
how do they have real videos of people driving in the 40s?
And then after that, our video was in Seoul, South Korea. It took us all the way to the streets of South Korea. And we were looking at how tall the building was. And so then I was like, you know, the Burj Khalifa is even taller. And so then we were in the streets of Dubai. And then by the time we got through that, then it took us to what shopping was like in Walmart in the 90s. And then we started watching videos on North Korea again and how things are over there, because South Korea directed us to North Korea. So then we're shopping at Walmart in the 90s. And then before you know it, we're back to the streets of L.A. And there's a guy who just took videos of him picking up hookers and like watching different hookers on the streets of South Central L.A. And then we went to Vegas from there, and we were watching hookers in Vegas. And before you know it, I mean, it's just you've sat there for 4 hours, and you're just watching these videos, and you've been all over the world, you know?
Who is we?
Me and a friend of mine.
Your girlfriend? This is like a date? I guess this could be your date whenever you don't need booze, I guess, or were you boozing? Surely to God you didn't do this sober.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Did you do this sober?
Yeah.
Pop out to first base, so two outs. Let's see if Ashley can get out of this. This would be a good momentum swing. Vibe swing. People would be excited in that dugout.
I don't have a girlfriend. I'm pretty sure she left me because of what you say on the radio. I think you caused it.
It wouldn't be because of what I said. It'd be because of the denial.
I think you caused this.
Well, maybe. Maybe she could only be denied so many times before she said, enough's enough.
I don't know.
Cody's going to deny me in our relationship?
I got other things going on anyway. I have an important business meeting after the show, if you must know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just me and a couple of hoes, no pimps.
I can see you dressed up for it.
Yeah.
Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cody, what do you see as the story of the day?
Softball game.
We've already talked about it, but yes. Lady Vols taking on Alabama in Oklahoma. Lady Vols did get out of the first inning untouched after going first and third with no out. So that was a nice way to wiggle out of the jam for Ashley Rogers.
She's known for that.
I have fallen victim to the hype, or I will cash in from the hype as I have put a bet on the Lady Vols to win it all. 17-1 odds.
To win the whole...
to win the World Series, yeah.
Oh, well.
17-1 odds.
Yeah, that I don't know. I hope for the best.
Probably not going to happen as Oklahoma is a minus, I think, 340 favorite.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why so much?
Because they're awesome.
Aren't they always awesome at this?
Yeah, they own the sport. They probably are to softball what we should be to women's basketball.
That's crazy.
Like, we should probably be that in women's basketball. Now, you know, I don't know if we should be going, like, 55-1.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they did this year, but in the past they have. They don't lose. They lose, like, 3 or 4 games max a year. I don't know what their best overall record is.
Do they just win the title every year? Is that what they do? Let's look at the last few champions here and see what we've been working with.
And this year they went 56-1.
God. So we're not going to beat them at all.
No, probably not.
List of softball national champions list. D1 softball championship history. Oh, yeah, they've won back-to-back natties.
That's it? Only two in a row?
Only two in a row.
Well, I guess the third one got canceled for COVID. So what happened in 2019?
UCLA won.
Okay.
They beat Oklahoma.
Okay.
The year before that, Florida State won.
They beat Oklahoma, too?
No, they beat Washington. And then Oklahoma won it in 2017, 2016, 2013. So,
yeah.
You know, they've had a pretty good run with this coach, this
Gasso.
This Patty Gasso.
You're going with Gasso instead of Gasso? Okay.
Gasso.
Yeah, that probably checks out.
I just think Gasso sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah.
Patty Gasso. I'm going to go with Gasso. Also, you know, worth mentioning, this is in Oklahoma City every year.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What the hell is that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm pretty sure the College Women's Softball Hall of Fame is in Oklahoma City.
I mean, what the hell? Can we not put it in a different city from time to time?
It's like Omaha, Nebraska. It's like, when you go to Omaha for the baseball World Series. Well,
I mean, I don't care for that, you know.
Hoover for Alabama and, the Georgia Dome. It's the last Mercedes-Benz for the SEC tournament. I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it does seem kind of crazy that they are so good and they get to, just travel. I don't know how far Norman is from Oklahoma City. I can't imagine
Not
it's
far.
Too far.
It's a suburb.
Yeah. Basically. So they get a home series. But, yeah, they 56-1 this year.
They beat us for the Natty in 2013. Remember that?
I think I do remember that, actually.
I do, too.
59-3 the year before, 56-4 the year before that. So, like, yeah, they don't lose very many games.
No.
No, they're good.
No, they're fairly decent. But every streak is made to end, the way I see it.
That's true. What goes up must come down.
It kind of smells like dog food in here. Are you trying a new cologne? You wearing a new cologne today?
Nope.
Do you smell that? It smells like dog food.
I mean, I smell... I don't really smell anything.
Okay.
Might be just be on your side. Might be you.
Might be this microphone.
Could be the microphone cover. Charlie and new guy was sitting over there.
New guy?
Yeah.
You got a new guy? Who's a new guy?
He introduced me to... He introduced himself to me yesterday, but I was eating, so I didn't really hear him.
No. Well, I'm sure he's doing a fine job.
I was going to say Matt, but I don't think it's Matt.
That's weird that you said that, because I was thinking Matt in my head, too. Matt must just be like an average new guy name.
Well, he also introduced himself to you yesterday, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Can't remember his name. I'm going to go with Tony.
I don't think it's Tony.
New guy, Tone. Hey, Tone. Hey, T.
I don't think it's that.
No, probably not.
It is Matt.
Oh. How do you know?
Because I had seen that Charlie retweeted his announcement, so I went and to Charlie's Twitter account, and I see the tweet now, and it's from a guy named Matt. So
that's cool.
I did it. Cool. I nailed it.
Cool story.
So your story of the day is softball. You got anything else
cool
about
story
it?
Story there, bro. Can you email me the rest of that? Huh?
The story is just that his name is Matt, like I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What were you asking?
Well, you said the story of the day was softball, so I just didn't know like what your talking points were.
Oh, I mean, I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
Really, other than eagerly anticipating Riley West at bat here, all the girls are cheering her on. Here comes the pitch, and it's a.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. We're gonna get in trouble.
It's a ball.
We're gonna get sued.
That's a strike.
Do we still go by Lady Vols in softball?
I thought that was a ball. Yeah, yeah. There was a whole thing with our women's department that.
Well, I'm saying we dropped it, yeah. We dropped it.
No, but then we brought it back, didn't we?
We did bring it back?
I think so.
Okay.
Or was it like we just brought it back for basketball?
I don't think we ever lost it for basketball. I think that was the thing, is we kept it for basketball.
What a stupid rebranding that was.
Yeah, we had some bad leadership for a while.
You can say that again.
We had some. Bad leadership for a while. So, per their Twitter account, it's just Tennessee softball. The handle is Vol_softball, but the logo in the Avi says Lady Vol softball. So, I think I'm going to say that we go with Lady Vols too, but the jerseys we wear that just say Vols.
They've gone with Lady Vols ever since they dropped Ralph. Karen said, "I've had enough of you, Ralph. Go home and take care of the cats.
You're out of here.
Cook for me."
So the jersey just says Vols, but it does seem like they're trying to do both. I think they're both. So we're going to go with Lady Vols. NBA Finals tipping off tonight. I guess that's something else we could talk about. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, NBA Finals tipping off tonight. The Heat taking on the Nuggets. Cody, you were worried about how this matchup would look storyline-wise, interest-wise, ratings-wise. Now that we are on the eve of it, but I mean it's the day of, but we're still technically on the eve of it. Now that it's about to start, how do you feel? Do you care at all about this series that's coming up?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay.
Actually, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to sit down and sit there for 3 hours and watch all seven games.
I don't think there's going to be seven games.
Well, maybe not. Six, five.
I think it's going to be five.
They're going to be anywhere between four and seven.
I'm thinking there's going to be four or five is kind of how I'm feeling.
Jesus.
That's how I feel.
Not even giving Jokic a chance, huh?
No. I think the Nuggets take care of business in, I'll call it, five games.
If there's anything that Nuggets need to thrive, it's heat. I don't know where the joke is, but
yeah, the cooking.
There's something there.
Cooking.
Something I'm sure 1,000 people have already said. Didn't somebody call it I believe I saw one person called it a McDonald's ass final, something like that.
Okay.
Heat, Nuggets.
Sure.
Nuggets and Heat. The Nuggets are in heat. The heat is affecting the Nuggets. The Nuggets are cooked. Oh, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? Maybe we can get to like, what if we get to like game four and the Heat happen to be up 3-1 and you say, hey, the Nuggets are cooked.
These Nuggets.
The Nuggets are done.
Are done.
Yeah.
Time to eat them.
Too much heat for these Nuggets.
Do you think Jimmy Butler will eat like 50 Nuggets after they win the championship?
I hope so.
Think he goes and gets a platter of Nuggets?
Yeah, I think the Heat are going to have a chance. I don't really have a good reason for saying that. I just believe in I believe in them.
You believe in them?
Yeah. I believe in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah?
And I believe he can be legendary. I know he hasn't been legendary the entire playoffs, but
it's
when
still
he
a
is,
legendary
he is.
Run.
Yeah, and it's not the first time he's made a run. Now, the last time he did this, they did not win the finals. They lost to LeBron and AD in the bubble, if you count it.
I count it.
Do you know this is the Heat's? It's like their seventh finals since 2006.
No, they are what we need to have a discussion, a bigger discussion about what we consider our best, most historic franchises. Like, we still give the Boston Celtics that credit, but it's the Heat. The Heat are vastly superior to what the Celtics have been since, you know, really since 1986. It's no competition.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on, I guess, if you're looking all time or if you're looking at, like, the last 30 years.
Well, I mean, if you take away just, like, the time that the NBA became the NBA, like the modern-day NBA, if we kind of look past some of those Bill Russell titles when there weren't very many teams in the league, like, I mean, if you just even want to include the 80s, if you want to count all of Bird's run, the Heat, to me, neck and neck with the Celtics.
Well, how many... The Heat have actually three championships?
That is correct. The Celtics have four since 1980. They won three with Bird and then one in 08.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're looking at the last 20 years, it depends on where you want to put your cutoff at, I guess. Like,
yeah, I'm just going the last 43 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard to dispute.
I mean, 43 years is a pretty long run.
Yeah, it also, I mean, it is also, though, like, kind of cut off where you want it to be. You know what I mean? Like, if you just say 43 years, that's kind of a random number. But
I mean, if you just want to start, it's made from 1980 when they drafted Larry Bird. I mean, you could say 1970. I mean, when was the NBA merger? What year was that? What year was the NBA merger? What year
71.
Was NBA merger?
76.
76 is right.
Yeah. Nailed it.
So, I mean, if you just want to go from 76... Add one more title. So if you want to say, like, again, like, in the modern-day NBA, I made it 1980, but if you want to make it 76.
Yeah, but then people say, like, well, why are you cutting off all the other titles they won, you know?
Because there's, like, eight teams.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. It's a completely different league.
Yeah.
I mean,
they still count.
They do, sure, but, like, I don't necessarily get too excited about them. They shouldn't matter much in 2023 when you only have one. Like, most players.
I don't know.
I mean, most players in the league today probably born before 1980, right? I mean, LeBron's 38 years old, so before 1980.
Are there players that were born in the 70s?
I wouldn't think so, no. But that's what I'm saying. Like, none of them remember those titles before. Huh?
Udonis Haslam.
He would be, he's like 40, so I mean, he would still not be there. He'd be like 83.
So if you were born in 1980, He'd only be 43? Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody's 43. Isn't that crazy? Tom Brady. He was just playing. He was born in the 70s.
He put out a video today reiterating he is retired. But, I mean, like, 1988, if you want to compare it, like, just from since the time the Miami Heat came into the league, could be a starting point as well.
I mean, clearly, since the was that when the Heat developed, 1988?
Yep, they came into the league.
I mean, they've clearly been a better.
I mean, they've been the best franchise in the East.
Seven finals. I mean,
that's more than the Bulls have. I mean, the titles, sure, they don't have the number of titles. The Bulls got six, but like, the Bulls have been bad, man. The Bulls have been stinky outside of those years.
Would you take the six Bulls titles in 8 years, and then be stinky after that?
And then nothing after that?
Yeah, I mean, like, are Chicago Bulls fans like walking around right now with a lot of pride?
They shouldn't.
Or do you think they feel bad at this point?
It's all remember when. That's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, you always got Michael Jordan.
I mean, I find that to be pretty embarrassing. The Chicago Bulls fans aren't much different than, like, Dallas Cowboys fans. We just don't make fun of them the same way. They're not that much different.
Well, they won six titles, though. I mean,
well, sure.
How many did the Cowboys get in the 90s?
But, I mean, the Cowboys have – how many do they have in their history? Five?
Five, six, somewhere in there. Four, five, six.
They only have five? So, I mean, like – it's not that different. Like, the Cowboys could even say, well, at least we had – I mean, the Cowboys won a couple of ties in the 70s, I believe.
Roger Staubach.
Yeah, so at least they could say, like, well, yeah, at least we had two runs. The Bulls have really only had, you know.
Was that Roger Staubach?
I believe it would be.
Won those? I thought so. Now, that was a guy. That was a man's man there, Roger Staubach. Eh?
So, to me, the Cowboys and the Cowboys and the Bulls aren't that different. It's both like, hey, remember the 90s?
Yeah.
At least the Cowboys back. Yeah, we also won a couple in the 70s. And it's been a lot closer than the Bulls have been since then. So, like, I would rather be a Cowboys fan than a Bulls fan.
So, the Heat are the premier Eastern franchise.
I think so.
The Celtics did get a title, what, in 08?
Yep.
And is that the only one they've got in the...
It's the only one they got since me and you were born.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think that's if you compare, if you look at the modern era, it's as long as any of us can remember being alive.
Again, they got four since Bird. Like, they got four since Bird was drafted in 19.
Yeah, and like our generation doesn't even remember the Bird. The
sure,
80s, so like
I at least grew up giving it credit though, because you hear about it a lot. Like,
yeah, but if you're like, I think it has to be the titles had to come. Like, you have to remember watching them. So like.
I think there are plenty of people, though, that remember watching them, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know Larry Bird, but
yeah,
the,
so I'm counting
the ones I'm saying, like...
Yeah, I'm not counting the 60s, bro.
Yeah,
not,
like...
Not counting those.
Like, because to remember those, you would need to be born in the
old.
50s.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be
which,
old.
I mean, there were people born in the 50s
sure,
that are alive.
Yeah. No, they're still alive.
Like, yeah, but there's like a 72-year-old dude walking around like right now. He's like, what, my childhood doesn't matter?
It does, but things change.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, UCLA basketball is similar. Like, we don't really talk about them in the upper echelon of programs anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Although they did win, like, 10 straight titles or whatever, or 9 out of 10 or whatever.
Yeah, sure. But again, it was way back in the day.
Yeah.
And even UCLA has maybe more of a claim because at least they've made some Final Fours, like, since 2000. Like, they've gone to, you know, a handful of Final Fours, but no one really gives them.
I mean, when you think about it, like, the Celtics were winning titles when – Kennedy was around, like when the Beatles came to America. I mean, that's like a long time ago when we went to the moon. I mean, all that, if you believe that.
Uh-huh.
It does seem like a lifetime ago.
I'm just saying it's been a long time since we had the Magic versus Bird rivalry. And,
well,
and that's what kind of catapulted both the Lakers and the Celtics to being thought of as these, you know, these big-time, the premier franchises.
Yeah. But the Lakers kind of kept it going.
Now, the Celtics have been really good. Like, they've been in the conference finals a handful of years, like the last, you know, 7-8 years. But I'm just saying, like, the Heat. I'm really trying to give the Heat credit more than, you know, put down the Celtics.
So where does the Heat rank in the NBA? Like, would they be behind the Lakers and Spurs?
Or? In terms of just looking at franchises or whatever?
Yeah, over, say, that same time period.
Yeah, the Spurs and Lakers would be better.
Those would probably be the only two.
Consistently, yeah. I mean, the Heat have been pretty good consistently. They've been in the mix in a couple different eras,
well,
right? You had the D-Wade Shaq era. That was all the way back in 06. You had the LeBron Wade era. That was, 2010 through 14. Then they kind of took a couple years off, and then they got the Jimmy Butler era. Like, these other teams we're talking about haven't really had those eras. Like, outside of the Celtics with Kevin Garnett, the only time they've really been good is, this right now with the Jason Tatum era.
So the Lakers got, what, six titles since that era, since the Magic Bird era? Like, if you put whatever your cutoff was, 1986 or whatever?
Correct.
The Lakers have six since
then. Well, they got six since 98.
Yeah.
They got six in the post-Jordan era.
Yeah, so the Lakers are obviously number – and then the,
in that same
the Spurs era, got five, right?
The Spurs got five, Lakers got six, and, those are the – by far – and then the Warriors come in with – They got four as well.
When was the Spurs' first one? Like 97?
97, the Bulls are still in their second.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 99, okay. So they won the first one after the Bulls then.
Correct.
So the Spurs won four titles in the 2000s.
Correct.
Wow.
And they kind of – well, see, they're a little bit different because they were excellent the entire time too. Like, Popovich didn't make the playoffs. They won 50 games every year. But, it was, okay, Robinson retires. Okay, now you got the Duncan era. And then that kind of changed into, okay, now we're going to shoot a bunch of threes with Duncan era.
Who was Robinson?
David Robinson.
David Robinson,
yeah,
with the Spurs?
Yeah.
And he retired?
He retired.
And then they got Tim Duncan right after him?
No. They got Tim Duncan. So they were really good. David Robinson got hurt for a year, and they tanked. And then they got Tim Duncan, and they could pair Tim Duncan with David Robinson. They had they call them the Twin Towers.
And Tim Duncan.
Pre-9/11, they were the Twin Towers.
Oh. Did they cancel that after?
I think so.
Why?
Because it wasn't a positive thing anymore. You don't want to call your team the Twin Towers.
Yeah, I guess not.
You don't want to get knocked down.
You didn't want to fall.
Plus, I would say that was around the time David Robinson even retired. I would say he retired around 01, 02, if I remember correctly.
Interesting.
03. So, they were bad one year, bad enough to get the number one pick, got Tim Duncan, and then kind of kept that train rolling. So they didn't really have to really go through a long rebuild. They just had one year where he hurt his foot, and they kind of tanked. The Admiral. So, yeah, the Heat are probably – I mean, if you want to put this the Bulls there for what they did in the 90s, I have no problem with that, although they've been bad since then.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't made the finals.
Terrible.
Have only made the conference finals.
Yeah, they had the Derrick Rose, he had a good year, right?
Yeah, he had one year. He won MVP, and then they got knocked – they got dominated by the Heat in the conference finals.
I'm a lot less interested in the softball now that you tell me that Oklahoma's a minus 340 favorite to win the whole thing.
Lady Vols got first and third after a little two-out magic in the bottom of the second inning. Let's see if we can get a big hit here. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I believe that's who Tennessee will play next. I believe that's how it's going
to
work. Because
no, so we won't even get to the national championship game.
Well, it's double elimination, so we can get them back. We can go back and then they do a series. But, that's the way it works, I think, with the brackets. So, 1-4, 5, and 8 are on one side of the bracket. 2-3, 6-7 on the other side. I believe it's how it goes. It's how it goes in baseball, at least.
Well, we'll hope for the best.
That's all you can do. Hope for the best.
Kind of like with the Heat.
And that was sort of kind of talking about NBA history with John and Cody. Stick with us. What the Miami Heat did well against the Boston Celtics, which if I'm a Boston Celtics fan or I'm Boston Celtics management and leadership, is that getting down in the gap? Let's go, Lady Vols. Let's go. They going to score two? Come on, get in. Slide in. Safe. Give them two. That's a gapper right there.
Who hit that?
I don't know.
I need to Google her.
Yeah, I don't know the players' names, to be honest.
Let's see who she is.
Yeah.
Need to look her up after a hit like that. Look at all these people. Number one. Yeah. Let's see.
Nice little stroke there. Bear.
A lot of red in that crowd.
Well, yeah. Is it Alabama red or is it Oklahoma
No,
red?
That's what I was going to say. I think it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They obviously have a lot of support.
Well, they're really good.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
They're really good.
That was number one who hit that is Katie Taylor. Well, good for her.
Smacked it. She's now 5 of 12. 5 for 12 in the NCAA tournament.
Daughter of Mary and Scott Taylor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Chose the University of Tennessee to play softball at the highest level and also prepare for life after softball. Majoring in journalism and electronic media, I would suggest a different field. Aspires to pursue a career in broadcast journalism. Not a lot of money in it, hun.
Something tells me she'll do better than we will.
I don't know about that. There's not a lot of money in TV either.
You know, the SC Network people aren't making much money?
Well, yeah, if you get to that level. I mean, I don't think that's common.
Is it not? I don't get a lot of Lady Vols on there.
Well, most of them are former.
Oh, another little gapper. Oh, yeah, she's the wall.
She is a former athlete, so that might give her a leg up.
Yeah, I'm not talking about somebody just from the school getting on there. I'm talking about someone that's got a nice little head start because of their playing career.
She volunteered with the Special Olympics.
There you go.
Georgia Indoor Winter Games and Legacy Christian Church Jesus Prom. What the hell is a Jesus Prom?
Seems like a nice lady.
That sounds awful. A Jesus prom?
You got a problem with Jesus? Don't answer that.
No, not Jesus. Just his religion. I got a problem with a prom based on Jesus. Does that not seem like the cringiest thing you can think of?
You know, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
Well, let's Google it.
It could be...
Jesus prom.
It could be a nonprofit doing something for... I don't know. I'm not going to say I have a problem with it. I'm not going to make fun of it either because I don't know what it is.
I'll make fun of it. Jesus Prom Summer Dance Party 2023. Yeah, apparently this is a thing with the Christians. Jesus Prom Missouri. These are all over the place.
Sounds like a big deal.
A night for those 16 years of age and older with special needs.
That's what I was going to say. I was thinking it was going to have something to do with special needs. That's why I wasn't. That's why I said nonprofit. I couldn't really figure out how I wanted to phrase it, but that's it. That's why I wasn't going to make fun of it. That's what I was thinking it was going to be. So I hope you feel good about yourself.
Well, why did you think that though?
Just because like, I felt what, like it was going to be like
what is
a,
the indicator?
I thought it was going to be something. The church does a lot of work with people with special needs.
Uh huh.
So like it's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
Kentucky Church hosts Jesus Prom for mentally disabled and physically disabled community.
Yep. That's why you should be careful just making fun of things that you don't know about.
No, not really, because I didn't. First of all, I didn't make fun of it.
You did. You said you had a problem with it. Called them freaks. A bunch of things.
I mean, it still sounds kind of weird to call it that. I stand by that. And. Me not knowing does not mean I wasn't making fun of the special needs community.
Have you ever thought about maybe looking up something before you speak on something?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Absolutely.
You've got a big mouth. You put your foot in it all the time.
It's not my problem.
And then you're just like, oh, I got jester's privilege. I'm a court jester. Don't take anything I say seriously. It's all jokes. I'm a little jester. I got jester's privilege.
Yeah. I say
I'm
what I say.
I'm just here to make people laugh.
That's right. I say what I say.
Yeah.
Don't hold me accountable. You know what? I stand by it, too. I stand by it. I do think it sounds weird. Why don't you just call it prom? Why does it got to be Jesus prom? Apparently very common. They even wrote a book about it.
You should read it.
Why?
Become more educated. Maybe become a little bit more empathetic to people.
You act like it's
maybe
a
stop making fun of people before you even know what you're talking about.
Please explain to me how I slighted the disabled community.
You called their prom weird.
I think their prom is weird. No. I didn't say their prom is weird.
Yeah, and then when you
I said this idea of a prom is weird to me. I didn't say
what's the weird
the
about
mentally
letting
disabled
what's weird about letting
have
them
a weird
have
prom.
What's weird about letting them have their night? What's weird about that?
Nothing.
You just doubled down and said it was weird again. You just
no, no,
you
no you're,
just
now
said,
you're twisting my words.
You literally just said
you're
I think
twisting
this
my words.
You just said I think this is weird. That's what you just said.
I think it's weird. Yeah, I think calling that is weird, which was my whole original point. I didn't know it was the mentally disabled, and it was not a slight at them.
And when you found out, you still said you thought it was weird.
It was not an attack on them, though. How's it an attack on them?
I didn't say you're attacking anybody.
You're making it sound like I'm taking a shot at the handicapped.
You are. You just,
no, I'm
you
not.
You just called their prom. You said you thought you doubled down and said you thought it was weird.
But I didn't say it was weird because of them. It had nothing to do with them.
Well, why is it weird?
I just think it's a weird thing to call the prom. It's just my opinion.
Oh, though my opinion can't be.
I'm not allowed to have an opinion. What else can I say?
I'm not allowed to have an opinion. I could just say whatever I want and say it's my opinion. You can't get mad at me.
All I can give you is my opinion. You can disagree with it. It's a free country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I simply said I thought it's weird to call your prom Jesus prom. I had no idea it had anything to do with the mentally handicapped, and apparently physically handicapped, too. And I think they should be able to have a prom. I think that's great.
All right. I'm glad we agree. After you took a blowtorch to it about 5 minutes ago.
Not because
and one of... And one of our Lady Vols who donates her time to it, you thought you acted like she was a weirdo for doing it as well, for helping out.
No, it's something I hadn't heard of, and so when I read the term Jesus prom, I thought, oh, this seems weird. I'm going to Google this.
Yep.
It was never a slight at the mentally handicapped.
Whatever you say, man.
I think they should all get to go to prom.
Whatever you say.
Personally, I think they should get to go to regular prom. I don't know why they should have to have a like prom with, you know. I think they should get to go with the other kids to their. I mean, you know, assuming there's ramps and things. I mean, I think they should be able to do that.
Lady Vols with a 4-0 lead as we head into the third. Ashley Rogers has settled down after getting in trouble to start the game. She's mowed through the next 6 batters on 24 pitches. She's locked in now. Got to feel really good about their chances up 4-0 right now heading into the third. Hour 1 in the books. Kick off hour 2 of headlines.